A Florida State University College of Medicine professor is working on a drug that could be a breakthrough for brain injuries. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. A concussion is a traumatic brain injury caused by a blow to the head that jars the brain inside the skull. It causes damage to the brain and can affect memory and motor function. More and more, we're seeing the effects of concussions in professional athletes in sports like football. But according to Florida State University biomedical sciences professor Dr. Jacob Van Landingham, they can also have lasting effects on the average person who falls at home or hits their head in a car crash.
But an individual who gets graded as a concussion, it doesn't matter whether they were in a motor vehicle accident, they're going to get the same concussion score that a football player would get. With repetitive or multiple concussions in a given period of time, you're at much higher risk to develop what is known as chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which presents a lot like Alzheimer's disease.
Dr. Van Landingham has firsthand knowledge of the negative effects of a brain injury. Before he was a doctor studying brain injuries, he was assaulted and suffered a brain injury.
Well, when I was moving my older brother into med school down at University of Florida, I was assaulted by a vagrant in Gainesville, and I had 3 hemorrhages in my brain. I spent several days in intensive care, and then I had amnesia for a year and a half.
His injury fuels his passion to help others overcome theirs. Dr. Van Landingham and his colleagues are developing what could be a medical breakthrough, a drug called Prevosol. It would treat the effects of a brain injury and help reduce the damage caused by concussions.
With our drug, we've got a drug that's going to bind and activate a receptor in the brain that can actually simultaneously reduce swelling, inflammation, and oxidative stress. So we've kind of, in one drug, got a cocktail of drugs that can help to reduce all of these several negative mechanisms that are going on after brain injury.
The drug would be administered in a nasal gel spray, so it could be used immediately after an injury, whether it's on the football field or even the battlefield.
So not only are you getting more drug to the brain per dose, but you're getting less drug throughout the body. So you're removing a lot of the potential systemic side effects that the drug would have.
Van Landingham says there are a lot of people that will benefit from this drug.
I usually go to peewee football and more of the youth sports where we see a much more tender brain. A concussion in youth is much more difficult to manage, much more difficult to recover from than an adult brain. So when I think about that, I think about protecting our youth. The second goal that I think is really passionate for us outside of sports is the military and how the military and such an epidemic of blast waves that are traveling through the brain and causing these concussions.
Dr. Van Landingham has been developing the drug since 2004 and says they're getting closer to clinical trials. That means we're still a couple of years away from a finished product, but the end result of all this work could be a drug to help others who suffered from a brain injury just like him. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. Florida State Headlines is a production of the Florida State Office of University Communications. For all your Florida State news, log on to news.fsu.edu.